Hello, this is the Smiling Conscious Traveler podcast. I am Ottmar Braunecker from Austria, and my guest today is Hartmut Schumacher from Germany. With his newly created podcast, Go Your Own Path, Hartmut wants to encourage people to go new ways and what is essential to do it and what it means to do it. For instance, changing your perception and facing fear and go through your fear. Welcome, Hartmut, to my show.
So, no, it's a real pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, I think I will start with this quote what I found on your page from your podcast, because it really impressed me. You cannot overtake anyone if you follow in his footsteps. So considering what I read, it's from the French film director François Truffaut. And yes. What does it mean to you, actually, this quote?
Well, the situation is many people, from the beginning, as a child, or for example, as a young man, I wanted to fit in the society. I wanted to work like everyone. But how can I say? For me, I was never someone who went the same path how I should do it. And I tried several things. I worked as a bank clerk, for example, or made an apprenticeship, and directly from the first day I started to become specialized in stock market, which I liked. But in my case, every time I was someone who questions many things, also when I was young. Mm-hmm. For example, when I worked in the department for credits, and approval for credits, I found out that there were hidden costs for the clients, which no colleague hasn't found out before. And so this was from my perspective, this was something what I had the whole lifetime. Questioning things what other people don't question. And this was also the reason why I don't want to work in the bank, because from the feeling here, it felt like a betrayal.
Mm. Yeah, I can relate to that.
Now I'm 49 and now I know it. I want to explain what I mean. For example, when I was young, I had the feeling that the client would be betrayed by the bank. Yeah. Mm. And now, when I was 4 years ago, I found a very good formula. And the formula you can find on YouTube. If you say, or if you write down 72 divided through interest rate. Yeah. Logarithm of 72 divided through interest rate. And the situation is this: if you have 10,000 euro, and the 10,000 euro are your money, and you want to get interest for it, yeah, because you so, and then you get on the bank 1%. Mm. So, and now you divide 72 through 1. Okay. Is 72, right? Mm-hmm. So you need 72 years in order to double by interest rate 10,000 euro. Mm. So with 1%, you will get around 20,000 euro within 72 years. Mm. What does the bank? The bank give you a credit. They get the money for 1%. Yeah. And then they give the loan for 10%. So they double the money when? In 7.2 years.
Hmm.
So you see, if you ask, if you go on your intuition, mostly you are right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is how to go through the life.
Mm.
Yeah. When I was, for example, in the bank, I was very, I loved psychology. And I worked also in this, I was quite young. I was 22, 23. And I made a course in neuro-linguistic programming.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is you learn to pace people. And the funny thing is you need, with neuro-linguistic programming, this is my experience. Yeah, maybe someone else has other experience, but you learn to get in communication with the other people.
Yes.
Yeah. So in order to feel them and in order to pace them, you sit like them. Yeah? If someone has cross legs, you have cross legs. This is very simple. Mm. There are very, very high techniques, but it is the way. But the interesting thing is, as more you concentrate on other people, you will lose yourself.
Mm.
And then instead of doing studying economics at the university, I spent my time with the musicians of the university for classic music.
Mm. Okay.
And I got a feeling for myself again. And I got my intuition back.
Mm.
I don't care what other people think, because the most people, sorry for saying this, the most people think crap. And I want to paste them, or if I want to mirror them, then I don't get all the feeling what he is feeling. I get also the crap.
Mm.
And I don't want this. So
yeah.
You have to go your own path. This is very important. And as long as you copy someone else, you cannot overtake him. You cannot find new things. You cannot find new destinations. You cannot find new knowledge.
Hmm.
And for this is very important to step aside and go your own way. Maybe it's tougher. Yeah, you cannot work so. Maybe you reach the point at the same time like the other people. For example, someone decided to climb up the mountain in Germany and went down to Austria, and the other takes a car and drive completely around the mountain on the highway. It's the same way, but it's different.
Yes,
with different experiences.
I think I now understand the title of your podcast better. Go your own way. I mean, some people might say it's obvious, but everyone has a different experience and everyone would describe it in different words, as you just did. So.
Yeah. And the situation is I am an example who made this kind of way, because I worked in many, many different areas. Yeah, I worked in the bank. I worked as a bank clerk. I worked in the art gallery. I worked in, I became a Feng Shui consultant, a professional Feng Shui consultant. I could do dowsing. I became an electrosmog consultant. I worked as IT recruiting engineer, the complete opposite, where I had to find high professional engineers for autonomous driving systems. And this was sometimes also, I thought, well, this makes no sense. Yeah. And then if someone makes no sense, then you, the environment feels this. If you question too much, and then because you are criticizing in your mind, and this is what the other feel.
Yes.
And then you are also, again, special. Yeah.
Yes, somehow.
And in the end, At the end, I want to encourage people to be different and to accept it, that they are different. Because by being different, you have the possibility to become creative and to go ways which you have never thought before.
Yeah. I mean, the best example is actually what we both do here on this course with London Real. We both created our podcasts and we went a different route than everyone else. And
yeah,
we decided to do something new, what we never did in our life before. To be creative, because that is what I realized on this path with creating podcasts, is you have to be creative, because sometimes it doesn't go as you planned it out. So you have to be creative and go a different way.
Going a different way has to do something with being willing to become an adventurer.
Mm.
Because as you go different ways, you have to solve problems what you haven't had before.
Mm.
And by these experiences, I call it becoming ashes. Ash. Yeah. For example, if there's a fire, mm. The fire produces ash. And yes. Some people who are willing to go new ways have made the experience how it is to have nothing anymore, or to stand in front of a wall and you don't know where there's a door. Mm. And this is a feeling which is very uncomfortable, but it makes people also strong.
Mm.
Because by facing the fear, they find, first of all, a solution. Secondly, they see that things can go further. And they learn to manage the fear and to go through it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
For example, I told you that I became a Feng Shui consultant and I made dowsing, and dowsing is very exhausting.
I wanted to ask you, actually, I never heard this word dowsing.
Dowsing
what does it mean?
You know it in German, it's Rutengänger.
Okay, yeah.
You are looking for water lines, you are looking for geopathic fields under the bed of people, and if you find fields which disturbs the people, then you explain them where they can put their bed so that they can sleep better and that they maybe can prevent cancer.
Mm. Okay.
And I made this in Austria for 2, 3, 4 years professionally. And it works very well. For example, I had one young girl, she was not able to hold friendships. The people couldn't educate her. And then they called me because she was running to the psychologist for years, and I told her, wonderful. And it was like this. She had her bed in her room, and her head was laying directly to the wall of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And this was 20 centimeters. The wall was 20 centimeters, not more. And it's wood. It's not solid. And on the other side of the wall, of the floor, there was mobile telephone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So for the house. And this had radiation, which was If you're outside and if you walk through the streets, you have, for example, 120 microbes 20 years ago or 10, 15 years ago, which is much higher right now. But she had the 600% more directly in the area of her head. So you can see that the environment can also have a big effect, and then it became better because the if someone is in stress, then he's in fear, or the body system can feel the danger. It analyzes the danger, and the whole, and this has an influence on thinking, and this has an influence on behavior, and also on aggressiveness.
Yes.
And if you parents went another path and said, okay, let us order someone who can do dowsing, and I could, and I came, and then I found these things out. For me, it's going a separate path, or a path which is not so accepted by the family or by the friends. It's like starting a journey. And
it's also a lot of things I just realized they happen unconsciously, because some people don't even realize why am I stressed, why am I nervous, angry, or other kinds of state.
Correct.
And now what you explained me, it suddenly becomes clear where this can come from.
Yeah, this is one subject. Yeah, there are so many aspects concerning unsatisfaction. For example, 80% of all people are unsatisfied with their job. And what people have to understand is, if someone works as an employee, then the focus is on power, because as an employee you have colleagues, and some colleagues want to have more power than you. And this brings their energy in your field, so they want to make you small in order to get bigger, because they want to make career. It doesn't matter and this is the way it works. For this reason, an employee has to get the focus on the power, because getting more money is quite difficult. It's quite more difficult in the same position than if you make a career. So it's all about power. And an employer, he can do what he wants, but he has to focus on money. Yeah. So it's like walking from one oasis, I think it's the right word, to another through the desert within 30 days. You must find another water source within 30 days, otherwise you are dead. And this is the difference between being an employer and being an employee.
I know both sides. I am an employee at the moment, and I own also a company, so I know quite well what you're talking about. And when you are, as you said, an employer, you have to focus on the money, and you have to find the right employees who can help you to achieve this, what your plan, your vision is. But as an employee, you have mostly the time on the focus on how can I survive? I don't know how to say it. So I would like to talk a little bit about your podcast, and let me read a part of your description, because I'm really interested in what you are offering as methods or tools to help people And you write here that you want to inform people about alternative medicine, about treatments, technology, and historical and political events, which may be encouraging to them to get out of the hamster wheel. And what is really interesting for me too, because I'm focusing also on perception, you write here that the information shall give them an ability to change their perception and to expand their mind, to have the energy to go their own path. So what are these methods, what you are talking about, alternative medicine, treatments, and so on? What is what you offer to people, or what do you want to talk about in your podcast?
The situation is 90% or more in Germany trust the school medicine, and many people don't know how the school medicine was established. For example, the Chamber of Doctor of Medicine was established by the pharmaceutical industry, and the situation is, and the most people don't understand that with the pharmaceutical industry, the together with the establishment, that the patent law was established in the 18th, and the people don't understand that this is the foundation for our medical system. But there was also a lot of knowledge before. For example, homeopathy. Homeopathy. And in old churches or in old Catholic buildings, you can find libraries in old Catholic libraries or Protestant libraries. You can find all the books from the 16th century, from the 7th century, where all the plants are described, what they can do and how they can help someone. And my subject is the medical physical therapy stations, which works with pulse electromagnetic field systems, biological resonance therapy, and laser acupuncture. Because the pharmaceutical industry, it's a chemical, the body works on a chemical basis, and but the body works on a biological, bioelectrical, and biochemical basis. So you need both aspects. And here you can do a lot of things, for example, increasing the nutrition transport to the cells, so that the cells get activated again, and the mitochondria can produce energy, and with producing energy, the toxic substance are thrown out of the cell, and the nutrients come in, and so the cell can regenerate itself. And this is what I want to talk about, and I want to explain to people also how their health is affected by their environment, by the things they take, and that this has a lot of to do how they think, how they feel, and that they can, well, that it takes sometimes another step to go different in order to get healthy again. The most people expect a change in their life by doing the same habit every day. Doesn't work. Yeah. And
it just reminds me that I should do that I should change something too in my life.
And for example, the pulse, the physical therapy station, is invented at the University of Linz, and there are so many possibilities with these things, but it's not so known, and the situation is we can only talk about the treatments, not about the treatments, about possibilities which can be done by doctors of medicine. And we have a lot of doctors of medicine who do these, who, for example, one doctor of medicine has found a therapy where he can decrease the lung tumor to 50% without chemotherapy. And these are, or for example, if someone has cutting off a finger, then another doctor made the experience by using this therapy to create a new finger, including fingernail. Because if you have a lot of high energy in the magnetic systems, including the laser, which supports the production of ATP, adenosine triphosphate, directly in the mitochondria, then the cell has the possibility to recognize what its job is. And then also a fingernail can grow again.
Yeah.
These are possibilities if someone can expand his mind to these directions.
That is, yeah. I mean,
the most,
it's really amazing that you want to show that people all these unknown possibilities, and I really appreciate that, because my mother actually led me on this path too, and I remembered it when you were talking about all this radiation when you were working to help people to figure out all these fields which does disturbing them in sleep. And I actually opened up my mind too when my mother led me there, to that there are so many possibilities also with technical devices to help us to improve our lives, but we have to be open to accept that there are possibilities.
We have, yes. And this is the most problem, because if someone is in a hamster wheel, then he is running in the whole time in the system, and he trusts the system very much. And everything within the system is okay, and everything which is without the system does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's skeptical. You have to be skeptical because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this has something to do with the fear. If you are in the system, it's you can have a life. You pay your taxes, you pay your bills, you at the weekend you walked on the top of the mountain, on Monday you start again. So there is lack of fear you have to go through, because it's a routine.
Hmm.
And if you go completely new, this is like learning to walk completely new. And then you fall down. You have to stand up, you fall in a hole, you don't get out because it's deep, then you need someone to help you, but you don't believe that someone comes because you are too deep in this dark, in the hole, and you don't get it out, then you don't know how, but sometimes someone comes, and then you can go further, and just you fall down again, and you have to go very careful, because there's a path which you haven't been gone, which was never gone before.
Mm.
And if you have gone this part, it's very difficult to come back to the highway.
Yeah. I just realized this if you want to achieve something extraordinary, then you have to go this route, that you have to go a path which was never walked or done. Because that's how all amazing inventions in this world happened, that somebody said, I will go this route now, even if nobody ever did it before, but I will do it today and I will experience what happens.
Yeah.
That is how it's done. That's how change happens in this world, not by going through the daily routine every day.
We are, for example, I call myself, or I call people who doing things like I do, travelers in the mind.
Mm.
Because, for example, Marco Polo, he traveled physically to China, yeah, came back, yeah, and he expanded his knowledge by expanding by walking over borders,
mm.
Yeah. And we expand our mind by going different ways and see things differently.
Mm.
And make different decisions by seeing things differently. Yeah.
Yes.
For example, for example, I told you that I worked in the international business as a consultant in international business for 7 years.
Mm.
And it was really funny because someone came to me and I was working for my own company in pulse electric magnetic field systems, and I wanted to sell them on the top. I don't want to work, wanted to work from the bottom. I wanted to sell them from the top.
Mm.
And then someone came to me with 5 telephone numbers, and they asked, who are they? I don't know what they are doing. I don't know. Why should I call them? Just call them. And from whom did you get them? Yeah, well, from the man from this and that club. I said, okay, I will call them. And then I got a contract from Tanzania about copper. It's like you, yeah? You are sitting in front of the desk, and then you get an email, here, copper of copper, 25,000 metric tons, Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Yeah? And then I took this paper, and then I called these 5 people on the post-it, yeah. And then one said, "Okay, Mr. Schumacher, send it to me." And then he said, "Mr. Schumacher, this is toilet paper. You can forget it." And I said, "Okay, send it right. Tell me what I have to write down on the toilet paper, and I make you a contract." And by this, I established a network all over the world of 150 people, only by recommendation, without any internet.
Mm.
And in commodities, in planes, in infrastructure projects, in international financing, and all that stuff. It takes 7 years or only in order to get to the right contact. So it means you make 1,000 trials of business in order to get only the right contact, so that you are one of the main, directly connected to one of the main person.
Yeah.
This is something that also that most people don't understand. And yes. By this way, I traveled also to Dubai, and I was in this city and met my business partners from India, from Jordan, from Singapore, and from New York. And we came together in order to solve one problem of someone. Yeah. And to find this way, you know, to have a target and to work in this thing, it's amazing. And as a normal guy, yeah, if I haven't gone this way, for me, I would never have become a part of this international business.
Okay.
Yeah. And
It is so true. We have to go past, as we just stated before. If you want to do extraordinary things, go extraordinary routes.
For example, I like to. The most people, for example, see only the success in money. Hmm. The most people, yeah. If you have money, you can buy a Rolls Royce, you can buy a jet, you can buy a beautiful house, you can buy a horse, yeah, everything. So you have a good status. If, without money, you're nothing.
Hmm.
Like most people think. But if you, for example, you can think also successfully in contact. And this is also a journey. For example, during the Obama times, I think now we have much more people. During the Obama times, it was statistically that you need 7 to 8 mobile numbers in order to reach the president of United States. So, for example, take a young boy in the Sahel zone, Africa. He is going to the policeman. The policeman can call his boss. The boss can call the police or president. The president can call the governor. The governor can call the secretary of the president.
Mm.
And the president can call the United States, can call the secretary of the president of the United States. And then you got the president of the United States.
Mm.
This is mathematics. Okay? So, and if you start to work or start to make business or wants to deal internationally, in that moment you start to work from one telephone number to another. And take every telephone as a circle for societies. Yeah. For example, the society of a governor has a completely different mindset and completely different subjects to talk. Like the policeman on the street,
yeah.
And then you travel through society borders, yeah, in order to get close to the president. And then, if for example, if you have a network where you can work with the president of United States, Russia, France, Germany, England, Singapore, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, China, maybe China, South America, then you also traveled through different societies by mindset.
Mm.
You understand?
Yes.
And then you understand also why many people do not understand in order to wear masks or do not question the measure, the means for the situation of the virus.
Mm.
Because some people travel and have the possibility to ask because they have made experiences and they have to manage situation which are out of the routine.
Mm.
And these people learn to ask questions. And this is, and in that case, you get in a different social level, or in a different mindset. Don't say social level, in a different mindset. And this different mindset is you cannot connect it with other people. You can only connect it with people who have the same mindset like you.
Yeah,
and then the question, then you're sitting between to someone and said, why is he doing this? Why doesn't he understand that this doesn't work?
Yeah, it's sometimes so obvious for us small people that it's so clear that this can't work, But when the politician up there says he's so convinced that it will work because he works, as you said, in a different circle and he's a completely different mindset. And we as normal people, we see him, he's so blind, he doesn't see it. But if you would be in his position, maybe you would see it the same way.
The question is, which perspective does he see? Does he see it from the perspective of us? Or does he see it from a different perspective?
I mean,
who does he serve?
I'm not saying that every politician thinks this way, but yeah, but sometimes they just think about themselves, that they say, okay, I want to be elected again, and he's just thinking about his career, maybe.
The situation. The question is, who do I serve? And what kind of perception do I need in order to serve? Yeah, I can. If I change the perception, I would serve maybe also someone else. Yeah, and this is all about expanding your mind.
Yeah,
and so for this reason, it's possible. And also, if you travel to different countries, you learn different behaviors, you learn different people with different cultures. And for someone who is alone, traveling alone, it is also to learn a new culture and to expand the knowledge, to be confronted with something completely new, what he hasn't found in his city or in his village.
Yeah, I think this is a big reason why people love to travel. Actually, let's talk about myself. I love to travel because of that I want to experience something new and I don't find it here in my place. I actually lived 7 months in Uganda, and in the beginning it was so strange to me that I said I have to go back home because I can't live here. It's so different. It overwhelms me, actually. But after a few days I got used to it, and I realized that I can learn so much from it, from this new culture, what I'm just experienced. And yeah, of course it was easier because I met a woman with whom I married today, and this way it was a little bit easier because she introduced me in this culture. But if I would have been really on my own, maybe it would have been even a different experience. But it was still how some people would call it a cultural shock, especially also obviously in Africa there are a lot of people with dark skin color, and I was the only one white. I mean, I met a few people from Europe and United States too, but there are not too many there in Uganda. And you just go to the market and everyone is staring at you, and then I realized how African person must feel here in Austria when people are staring at them, because somehow I think I felt the same way when I went through the market and everybody was looking at me. And somehow I was a little bit, I don't know how to say it, I was not scared, but it was a little bit uncomfortable feeling that everybody was watching me. And after a while, I realized they were just curious. They were just curious, actually. And that's what I am too when I look at the African person in Austria. I'm just curious about him or her because he looks different. Yeah, that's actually why I get interest, because he looks different.
Does so, this, for example, also an attitude, which is also not so common, because most people, if they see something which is foreign to them, they get. And this is something has something to do with the courage. Does someone has courage, or does someone prefers to live in its comfort zone?
I mean, it takes some practice, I have to say, because the first time when I got in contact with African people, it was like, how do I talk to them now? And I even asked someone from Africa, how should I talk to you? Said, talk to me like a human being. That was his answer. So, I mean, I think most of the people, let's talk about Austria, Germany, because that's where we come from. Most of the people who never got in contact with people from different cultures, I think they feel the same way, that they want maybe to get in contact, they want to have some interaction, maybe not, I don't know. But if they want to have an interaction, they don't know how to approach this person. And they say, oh, he looks so different, and he speaks so different, and he has different clothes, or he's eats different things than me. Yeah, but he is still a human being after all, and I can just talk to him. That's what we do. Human beings talk to each other. And then we can figure out what we have in common or what makes us unique.
Correct.
Yeah, but it's, as you said, it's not an easy thing. Even if you're open-minded like I am actually, it's in the beginning, it's not easy to do this, because sometimes they are a little bit fierce, or how might this person react if I talk maybe the wrong things, or I don't know, because we have all different behavior. I mean, we grow up in different cultures. If we grow up on a different continent, even sometimes there are misunderstandings actually because of these different cultures. But that actually makes it also exciting for me to overcome these misunderstandings, to find a way still to communicate, even if we misunderstand each other sometimes.
So there's one question. When you were in Africa, did you have the feeling to be bored? Bored, like it's boring, I don't like this, it's a boring situation here, or it's I want to go back?
No. The only reason why I went back is because I ran out of money. But I actually had the feeling I could stay forever there, because every day there was something new to experience for me. Of course, there were situations where I struggled with something, but I can experience this everywhere, that I struggle with something, but it was never boring, that's for sure.
You see? And this is what going your own path is about. You don't get bored. Maybe sometimes exhausted, because it's very tough to go through the mud, to go, to fall again, to be alone. But at the end, you are not bored. And and Africa is not bored, as Credo Mutua said. Africa has the possibility to heal the Western people's soul. And I believe this as well. Because the culture of Africa is more than 20,000 years old. And this is... and this knowledge, if it is destroyed, you can never get it back.
That was something actually what surprised me a little bit in Uganda, that a lot of people are so much interested in Western culture, especially American culture, how they call it. And they want to have this lifestyle and they want to live this. But for them, it's maybe also this unknown, this thing, what they want to experience, what they don't have. Like we want to experience the African culture. Like me, I wanted to experience the African culture. And for them, it's like, oh, yeah, this great American culture. But at the same time, I have the feeling they are losing their own culture if they follow too much this American culture. Because that's what we are facing, I think, all around the world when we watch all these American movies. That, yeah, all our own cultures disappear. Because I realized this too when I reflected on this, how many American movies did I see and how many movies did I see from Austria, actually. And it's not only because Austrian movies are not so great or Austrian movies are little, but it's like so overwhelming that American culture is overwhelming us, actually. And I still don't understand why I wanted actually to move. I wanted to live in the United States. But the older I got, I realized that actually, I don't know, United States doesn't really have the one culture. It's just a collection of many, many different cultures from all around the world. That's what I experienced when I, and I don't know where this thought might lead me now, but it is sometimes I'm just thinking about all these influences from all around the world, and we say, oh, this culture is bad or that culture is bad. And even this so-called American culture is not really a bad thing, as a lot of people say, because of these many different influences. It is just how it is. I mean, I met
well,
so
the
many...
focus is very, well, maybe it's materialistic, I don't know.
Yeah, that is for sure one thing what I could say about the United States. It's all about getting successful, yeah, this so-called American dream and all these things. Yeah, this is a common theme for sure there. But if you look at the cultures, it's really diverse. I mean, I can't even count it. Maybe from each country of the world, you will find someone in the United States. And you can't say this person is like that because he is American. You will find a lot of different people there.
The Chinese in the Chinese in China, which have connection to their tradition. They say that the American Chinese, they call them banana. Outside yellow, inside white.
Mm-hmm. I get it now.
And this has to do something because of the education system, because of the career and all that stuff. This is a program of mindset. And it doesn't matter which kind of mindset you or which color you have. This is the mindset. This is a specific mindset in the Western world. And if you want to be successful in the Western world, you have to have this mindset, and then you work. Then it works. It's like a strategy.
Actually, this is
program.
This is, I guess, what I wanted to say before is when I was talking about Uganda and how they follow the American way of living, that they actually lose their own identity. They just
because it's Yeah.
And there's somehow there's a little bit of pity because it's so
the value.
Yeah, and it's so diverse, all these African cultures and tribes. I mean, it's a huge continent, and only in Uganda you have at least 40 or 15 different 50 different tribes. And yeah,
it is a question of powerlessness.
Look what the colonial powers did with Africa. Now they made a bunch of different states there where actually, like, Nigeria is the best example. Nigeria is a huge country with 400 different tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how well it works together. There is a lot of trouble there in Nigeria between religions and tribes, and don't know what. It's a very common theme actually in Africa, this tribalism too. Instead of pointing with the, I mean, not only here in the Western countries, we have this, also in Africa it happens. Instead of pointing with the finger, you are not my tribe and I don't talk with you, we could learn so much from each other. That's my point, actually.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, I just realized we somehow traveled through a lot of topics in this podcast.
Yes, we did.
I think it's as diverse as our podcasts themselves. I mean, the whole idea of the podcast, not only the single episode. And I think we could easily spend another 2 hours to talk about these topics, but I think it's a great end how we talked now about the cultures. Because that's actually my intention with this podcast, to bring people together and to realize that we are actually, that we can learn a lot from each other.
Well, as you said, we can learn a lot from each other, but this, the condition in order to do this is to be open and to, from both sides, to learn.
Mm. That is important, yeah.
This is very important, because otherwise it makes no sense if one side is open and the other one is closed and doesn't want to deal with the other culture or thinks that they are better than the other one.
Mm.
This is also very important.
Yes.
Yeah. So, as you said, we could talk endless.
I think I will wrap it up with this message, the podcast, because I love to end it with a beautiful message, and I think this is my message for today, that let's be open and let's learn from each other.
Yes.
I thank you a lot for your time, Hartmut, that you made this interview with me. I think it was more a conversation, because that's what someone told me. They want a conversational style on my podcast. And
yeah,
that's what I intend to do, to have more a conversation, not just that one person is talking all the time. And I enjoyed the conversation with you, and I'm very happy if we could have another conversation.
We will.
Have a good evening.
Have a good time.
Good night. And we see each other soon.
And we talk soon.